our group, the Alliance Against the Northern Pass, has done a lot of research on this issue of undergrounding. Most of what is out there in New Hampshire is fable and not truth. We've heard PSNH make numerous comments that it's going to be 10 times more expensive to go underground. That is a fable. It is untrue. The Northeast Energy Link people have specifically done their research and have suggested that it's going to be somewhere between 2 and 2.5 times more expensive than going overhead. However, there's approximately 6 to 7% energy loss when you go overhead as opposed to undergrounding. There's zero loss undergrounding. If you monetize the recaptured electricity that doesn't go off into the ether or into our homes or, God forbid, into our kids, that pays for almost two-thirds of the additional cost over the life of the line of going underground versus overhead. I would like to know from you folks whether you, either in your capacity as private citizens, as members of the SEC before you're confirmed, as members of the PUC, whether you're going to give a vigorous, determined look at the issue of undergrounding as a viable option to these lines going overhead, or are we simply going to succumb to the pressure from PSNH wanting to get revenues for putting it down its own right of way?
Start, since you addressed me, Hagen. First of all, if the Executive Council were to confirm me to this position, I can affirm for you that I will do exactly what I've been doing today. I will listen and gather all the information before us. So what you just said back to me is one of the reasons why we're hesitant to make statements, because we don't want to have to recuse ourselves and come across if we've already decided something. So that was an off-the-cuff to me in general, that the construction costs can be more. Having said that, anything coming before us, including something like that, I can affirm for you that we'll look at everything that's brought before us with a critical eye, absorb all of it, and make the best decision we can for the citizens of New Hampshire. So maybe I'm not giving you quite the answer you want, but that's...
No, I don't think we can ask at this stage for any more than that, and I think that's a straight answer. I appreciate that.
Yeah, as far as undergrounding goes, I mean, it's very site-specific, and it would depend on where the undergrounding was done, what the cost is. I know in Connecticut, one project, the only one I'm familiar with, was actually built. They put extensive amounts of transmission lines, 345 kV lines, underground because the people in the area didn't want to have it, didn't want to look at it. In fact, there was a state law passed in Connecticut that said, to the maximum extent possible, there was no real cost-benefit ratio put in. It was just to the maximum extent possible, and I think they put in about 26 miles, which at the time was one of the longest transmission undergrounds of that rating anywhere. And that added quite a bit of money to the project. It was, I think, in the neighborhood of, I'm trying to remember exactly, it was on $175 million to a $1.3 billion project. But that's very site-specific. Now, what it would cost on something like Northern Pass, I haven't a clue, but all I can say is, like Bob, when it comes to the Site Evaluation Committee, we'd look at anything and any other options. And specifically in the Site Evaluation Committee charter is that you have to look at alternatives. And clearly an alternative to putting above-ground transmission lines is underground transmission lines. So not only is it my opinion that I would do that, it's, I think, required by law that we do it.
Right. Notice none of the lines that were put underground in Connecticut were dropped during the storms that we've recently gone through.